Hello and welcome to The Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And on a really cold day like today, what better thing to eat than a lovely hot bowl of soup? Hello, and I'm The Unseen Cook, and as I said in the intro, it's been really, really cold out this week, and what better thing to eat when it's really cold is a lovely, hot, hearty bowl of soup. Now, soup is a really, really versatile dish. You can put pretty much anything in it. You can put vegetables in it, you can put meat in it, you can put cheese in it, you can put fish in it, you can have it chunky, you can have it smooth. There's pretty much a soup for any particular occasion. And the great thing about soup is you can pretty much put anything in it. So if you're not a fan of vegetables, or if your kids are not a fan of vegetables, you can hide all sorts of things in it, because all you have to do is cook them in the soup, blend them up, and nobody will ever know. And there are so many different ways to make soup. You can actually buy soup makers now, which are essentially blenders with heat elements. And you put all your ingredients in, you set them to a program, you switch them on, you walk away, and 25 minutes later, you've got a nice soup that's all blended and ready to go. I personally don't use a soup maker for a number of reasons. I don't make enough soup to warrant it. It takes up space in my kitchen, and I have a decent hand blender and decent saucepans, and I choose to do it that way. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to make a tomato soup, and it's my favourite soup. It's a really, really quick and easy soup. And I'm going to make mine really smooth because I don't like chunky soups. So what we're going to do is we're going to pop through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Now, one of the great things about soup is you can put pretty much anything in a soup. So if there are certain vegetables you don't like, you can put those into a soup. If there are vegetables you have left over, you can put those into a soup. You can do meat soups as well, and you can have those as chunky and as smooth as you like. Now, I don't like tomatoes as a raw or cooked entity. I don't like whole tomatoes or even bits of tomato, but I love tomato soup, and so that's what I'm going to make now. Now, to start with, I'm going to cut up some veg. So I've got here an onion. Just going to peel that. Then I have a carrot. I'm just going to peel that. And I'm going to top and tail that as well. And I have a stick of celery. Now, what I'm going to do with all these, I'm going to roughly chop them. And the reason why is because you're going to blend them anyway, so it doesn't really matter how fine or otherwise. You don't want huge chunks, but you don't need to have tiny bits because they're going to cook nicely, and once they're cooked through, you're going to put them through a blender. Right, so those are the veg chopped. I'm just going to put those in a bowl, and then what I have here is some tomatoes. You need good quality tomatoes, so I've got on the vine ones, and what I'm going to do with these, I'm going to cut them into quarters. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some olive oil into a saucepan. Like that. Okay, now that's nice and hot, I'm going to throw in the vegetables. And you want to soften those for a few minutes. Now, because the vegetables are slightly bigger, they might take a little longer to soften, but that's okay. Just be careful they don't burn. And now what I'm going to do is add a decent amount of tomato puree. Stir that in so that makes the vegetables nice and red. And then into that I'm going to put a decent pinch, about a teaspoon of sugar. And you want that because it kind of breaks up a bit of the acidity of the tomato. Now, it's always worth remembering that tomato puree is pure tomato. So you don't want to just throw it in and then start adding things straight away. You want to give it time to infuse into whatever you're cooking. So that's done nicely. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to stick in my tomatoes. Stir those about. What you want is for them to release their juices into the veg. Now I'm going to turn this down a little bit. I'm going to put a lid on it and let those tomatoes settle for a bit. Now, what you need to do is occasionally move them around to make sure that they're not sticking. But you can pick up the pan and shake it, or if you have any kind of dexterity problems, you can just open the lid and move them around a bit with a wooden spoon. Right, so while they're cooking, I'm just going to make the stock. And this is just normal vegetable stock made from stock cubes. Now, if you want a thicker soup, you might use a little bit less water and stock than the amount that's on the recipe. I use a little bit less because otherwise the tomato soup can be a bit watery. Although you can thicken it with corn flour, so it's very much a choice thing. It'll be more rich tasting as well if you use less stock. Right, now those have been in for about 5 minutes. They're nice and soft now because there's all the veg. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pour in my vegetable stock. I'm going to stir that around. Then I'm going to bring that to the boil. I'm going to cover it. I'm going to turn that down and simmer it for around about 20 minutes. And again, I'll check on it periodically just to make sure nothing's sticking. Okay, so that's been simmering now for a little while. What I'm going to do is just take the lid off, stir it around a little bit. That's good. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it off and then I'm going to blend it. Now what I've got here is a hand blender. Now you can blend soup by pouring it into a jug blender, but in my experience, if I do that, I end up with the jug blender too full, soup all over my worktops and my cupboards, and also I have to lift heavy pans and things around, so I'm going to do it by hand. So I've got this blender, it's quite powerful, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to blend that in the pan. Okay, so you want all those chunks to be gone. Right, now you can serve this as is. You'll have some little bits of skin and seeds and things, and it will be a kind of chunky-ish soup. It won't be chunky-chunky, but it won't be completely smooth. I don't like chunky soup. I don't like chunky soup of any variety, but especially not tomato. And usually you can blend most of the bits in vegetable soups, but not tomato. So what I'm going to do with this is I'm going to strain it through a sieve into a bowl, and I'm going to ladle it out, because if you pour it all in, then you end up with seeds and things in the top of the sieve and they don't run through properly. So I'm just going to ladle in a couple of spoonfuls, and then that's going to run through the sieve into the bowl. Now what you can do is you pick it up like that and tip it so that the soup runs through and leaves the bits in the sieve. And then if you push down with a spoon, you'll end up pushing through more liquid. Okay. Takes a little while to do this bit. Now what you are going to end up with is sometimes the sieve will get a bit clogged and then you just need to empty out. Right, so I've strained all that into a bowl, and then what I'm going to do is pour that back into the saucepan. Okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to switch that back on, and then because I've strained it and because there's quite a lot of stock in it, it cries a little bit watery. So what I need to do is I want to thicken that a little bit. Right, so I've popped that corn flour into a jug, and all I'm going to do now is add a little bit of water, enough so you can stir that in and make it into a paste. Right, that's starting to boil now, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to tip in a little bit of this, not all of it. I'm going to bring that back to the boil. I'm going to stir it. It mixes in, and then it's going to thicken it a bit. And again, we're coming back up to boiling, so I'm going to pour in another little bit. Okay, and now that's thickened a bit more, what I'm going to do, I'm going to pour in some double cream, about 150ml of double cream. Again, stir that. It's all mixed in. And then if you want to, here you might choose to season it. I don't put salt in my soup, so that's okay. And what I'll do is I'm going to serve that with some bread. And while I do that, we'll just have a quick recap.
To make a tomato soup, roughly chop one onion, one stick of celery, and one carrot. Heat some olive oil in a saucepan and add the vegetables. Cook until softened, then add a tablespoon of tomato puree and a generous pinch of sugar. cut 450 grams of tomatoes into quarters and add to the saucepan. Cover for 5 minutes, stirring occasionally to ensure that the tomatoes do not stick. Uncover the pan, then add 1.2 litres of vegetable stock. Bring to the boil, then cover and simmer for 20 to 25 minutes. Turn off the heat and then blend with a hand blender. For a smooth soup, strain through a sieve, then return to the pan. Bring the soup back to the boil. Meanwhile, mix some corn flour with enough water to make a paste and add this to the soup a little at a time, bringing to the boil each time until it thickens. Add 150 ml of double cream, season with salt and freshly ground black pepper, then serve with crusty bread. So that's cream of tomato soup, unseen.